Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head cross country coach Spencer Ross. Ross takes over the program after longtime head coach Dean Clausen announced his retirement. I sat down with Ross to discuss the upcoming season for the program.
This is your first season as head coach, and you're following the footsteps of head coach Dean Clausen, who had been head coach for a number of years. Has Coach Clausen given you any parting advice as he hands the reins over to you to take over the program?
He has, and it kind of feels like, you know, we've been through this before because we have. This is how the track transition kind of worked as well, and he was super helpful as I took the reins there for the girls' track program, and the same can be said for cross country. You know, I've met with them a few times, just kind of talking things over. You get countless resources to go and pull from, and it's kind of nice to have him, you know, on speed dial if anything ever comes up. So he's obviously been doing it for a long time, and is a great resource. He's always there to provide support when needed, you know, but at the same time, I'm kind of stepping in, and, you know, I kind of want to put my own fingerprints on the program, and, you know, obviously if there's things that have worked well in the past, we'll keep those rolling. At the same time, I'm always willing to adapt and kind of change with the time. So as the season rolls on, I'm sure there'll be plenty of times I want to sit down with him and just kind of rely on his experience. And he's been super helpful so far.
For the upcoming season, what do you look forward to the most about leading the program for the first time?
Cross country is unique in that everybody gets a chance to participate. That can't be said for all sports programs, but, you know, with cross country, obviously you've got your seven varsity runners, but the JV entries are unlimited. So everybody's got a spot. And along with that, you know, my goal is to help everybody find a role, find a way to positively impact our team. And we're going to celebrate the little successes on the way. So it's about personal growth and being a part of a team, and I think cross country lends itself to helping everybody kind of find a role and be able to affect the team. So that's what I'm most looking forward to.
As far as the outlook coming into the season, what is your initial thoughts here as you begin practice with this group here heading into the fall of 2023?
So I'm just kind of digging through numbers from last season and, you know, kind of looking the conference over. Obviously, you don't know for sure until we get out there and start running. But as far as our team, you know, we return 9 boys with some sort of varsity experience and then 8 girls with some varsity experience. So we've got some people who have kind of been around, been through things. And so you hope that they can continue to make progress, and we'll see where things end up at the end of the year. From a conference standpoint, both of our teams finished 4th in the conference last year. On the boys' side, you know, Algona and St. Ed's look to be tough again, returning a good chunk of their top runners. On the girls' side, it looks to be Clear Lake and St. Ed's. They're going to return the most runners, but who knows? At this age, a lot of things can change from year to year. You know, physical maturity comes into play. So we're going to go into this thing with the intent of fighting for the top spots in the conference, and I feel like that's reasonable, and we'll just see how things start to unfold as the season goes. Kind of going off of times, not all times are created equally in cross country when you start looking at the different courses and the elevation changes, the surfaces that we're racing on. So we're going to emphasize the idea of racing the people around you a little bit more than just focusing solely on your time. I think with a little bit of hard work and focus, I feel like we've got a good group of kids. I expect good effort out of everyone. And like I said, we'll lay it out there and we'll see what happens there at the end of the year and how things shake out.
Who are some of the top returners coming into the season that you're looking to see some improvement from?
Based on what I can off of times here, on the girls' side, we had Bryn Malo, who qualified for state last year as a freshman. She's one of the girls we saw a lot of in the weight room this summer, and I know she put some miles in. That'll be beneficial there. You know, her sister Alana, who looked to be a leader. We've got Jocelyn Orr coming back. Meg Zwiebomber is another one, and Elsie Stottleman. Just kind of looking back at results, those seem to be the girls with the most varsity experience returning. And then got a couple others. Reagan Lee was hurt for the beginning of last year and kind of started to come on towards the end of the year, so we'll see where things shake out for her. And then Bella Metley as well kind of went through some injury things in the beginning of the season, so that kind of hampered her, but she kind of came on strong last year as well. And then you sprinkle in a couple newcomers who haven't really had any cross-country experience in the past, but we feel like a couple of them might be able to find a spot somewhere. Now, again, those are varsity runners, but we're going to help all people hopefully make some progress and find some personal success. On the boys' side, we've got Gabe Thumma last year, who showed some flashes of being probably our top runner time-wise as I'm looking down the list here. We returned Daylon McDaniel, Justin Ash, Hayden Hansen had quite a bit of varsity experience. Jaden Himrod found his way into the varsity lineup for a while and showed some flashes of, you know, being able to help us there. So we've got a lot of people with experience, and until we get out there these first couple weeks and kind of see where things are at.
And are there any newcomers that are joining the team that you think can make an impact this year?
Peyton Hellman is coming in on the girls' side, and then Kate Sievers was out last year. She had some health things going on, so we're hoping for her to come back strong this year. And those are two girls that I feel like might be able to help us in spots.
And the first day of practice looks like it's coming up pretty quick for the program here.
You know, we've got 13 practices before our first meet. You know, we'll have our first meet before our first day of school. So kind of unique getting things rolling here before having everybody together at school. So we're going to split our time between, you know, meeting at the high school. We're going to utilize Sheldon Park a lot for our practices. We've just got great options here in the community to be able to get out and run some miles.
Well, Coach, want to thank you for taking some time to join us here on 97.7 The Bolt, and also want to wish you best of luck here first season leading the cross-country programs in Humboldt High School.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it.
That was Humboldt head cross-country coach Spencer Ross. With that, we would conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.